a good thing. Good morning. Thanks for starting your day with the 1110 Morning News. Welcome to the bright lights of the city. Thanks for starting your day with us on this Friday. I'm Frank Bonacrusty, and in today with the news, here's Donna Jane.
Thanks. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Christy. Taking a look at our news, deciding districts for lawmakers is something somewhat of a controversial process. Tomorrow in Bend, citizens come out and get to take and make some suggestions on how to shape state government for years to come. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
It's your chance to get on record. Every 10 years, the legislature and Congress redraw the lines. A lot of growth in Deschutes County makes the conversation very important right now. Lawmakers will be taking local public comment on Saturday at OSU Cascades at Cascade Hall from 10 to 1. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend is the Senate Redistricting Committee Vice Chair. They are doing a series of hearings across the state and unfortunately had to cancel their first one.
Well, we were supposed to go to Tillamook last Friday, and that was probably the first time in history that it got canceled because of a tsunami.
Of course, they plan to reschedule that Tillamook hearing. In Bend, Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
New Deschutes County Commissioner Tony DeBone taking on District Attorney Patrick Flaherty. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on what Commissioner DeBone wants to do.
Commissioner Tony DeBone wants the county to cut Flaherty's salary by 20% because of the added cost of the current grand jury investigation. 20% of Flaherty's $130,000 salary is paid by the county, the rest by the state. DeBone doesn't believe county taxpayers should fund all these investigations.
So the issue is, you know, who's going to start to pay for this? You know, we've got internal departments keeping other internal departments busy right now, and that's the issue. So, my thought is if we're spending thousands of dollars in response to this, you know, maybe we need to look at where this money is coming from. I want to make sure that we're not wasting resources internal to the county is my only goal at this point.
The other two commissioners are considering cutting Flaherty's salary. We contacted Flaherty, but he has not responded to our calls. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Thanks, Kelly. High school-age students in the Redmond School District have some new curriculums options available when Ridgeview High School opens in the fall of 2012.
So Ridgeview High School, there will be a green technology engineering laboratory, there'll be a TV production studio, there will be a dental clinic, and a medical laboratory.
That Redmond School District Planning Director, John Bullock, says Redmond High School will keep its construction, engineering, automotive, aerospace, and agricultural programs, and students will be allowed to attend the high school matching their career paths. Bullock said the state-of-the-art Ridgeview High School is allowing a bigger variety of classes in the Redmond School District. Salem State Senator Chris Telfer was surprised by the crime and